There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hi, John. John Creamers is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Will you spell My Cool Inventions and use it in a sentence, please?
My Cool Inventions. MyCoolInventions.
You spell it's my?
Listen. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Did I?
No, you didn't. Richie, you didn't spell my, did he? He just said my.
Oh, he said MyCool.
Yeah. Hey, look at that. And I had to use it in a sentence. Yeah. It's fun listening to My Cool Inventions with Doug Steffen and John Creamers.
Wow.
Nah,
about that for
seriously, can you give me one that's harder? I mean, really.
What, a phrase or a word?
I got one for you. Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Oh, come on. That's so old. Jack, you did better than that.
Okay. Well, then use it in a sentence.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Doug Steffen is anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Right. I'm the best example of anti-disestablishmentarianism. And there is. Yes.
That's awesome.
Awesome, awesome. Speaking of awesome, this is a program where awesome people have awesome ideas, and they present them to an awesome audience, written up as being one of the most unique ways to spend an hour of your time every day listening to the radio. People come in here every day. I saw something last night that really grabbed me. The future belongs to the risk takers. The fellow named Brian Tracy wrote this. The future belongs to the risk takers, not the security seekers. The more you seek security, the less of it you will have. And the more you pursue opportunity, the more security you will achieve. How do you like that?
I think it's true.
Think of people.
But now we're just checking. There's no innovation. There's nobody saying, okay, I think I've got a light bulb. Well, I don't want to turn that light bulb on. I could hang back and not turn it on.
Well, it's a good thing that everybody isn't this way, because we wouldn't have the people that would use and appreciate those who have it. The people who don't have it, oftentimes you'd like to think anyway, that they appreciate those who do. There are some people who are going to seek security. There's no question about that. And they do it with the thought in mind, excuse me, that somebody else will provide them with security. It won't be provided. Yeah, that's the reason armies exist. That's the reason governments exist. That's the reason, in a sense, that big business exists. It is to protect either it's an asset protection game, whether the asset be a country, whether the asset be a company, whether the asset be an individual, but that's really what it's all about. And so we here, using this hour 4 days a week, with cool inventions and cool inventors and entrepreneurs, people with ideas, we have a showcase here for you to call. You can submit at either mycoolinventions.com or dreambigamerica.us your idea. It'll get vetted, and you get on the air, and you tell your story, you pitch it, and then the audience votes. For example, yesterday we had a fellow named Leandro Balium. I wasn't excited about his presentation, but I'm only one. How did he shake? How did he fare yesterday?
He ended up at like 68%. Thumbs
68%.
Up.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, not bad. Two-thirds of the people voted for him. Thought he was good.
But it's not overwhelming, though. I mean,
the idea is pretty boring. So far this week, the person who had that Shovelot snow pusher on wheel got 98% thumbs up. I'm guessing, although I shouldn't prejudice. No, I'm not gonna say what I was about to say. I just edit it. Richie always likes it when I edit what I'm saying.
Thank you.
On the fly. We have Jeffrey Peters joining us today, who's got some kind of a light gizmo called a courtesy light. So we'll see how well the audience likes him and his idea before we pronounce who the winner is this week and who will be participating in the Dream Big America contest with two other people a week from tomorrow. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think it was fair. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. This one should be interesting because we've all had the instances where we figure out after we've done it that we've been a bad driver. Maybe we cut somebody off or somebody let us in and we didn't do it right and we almost caused an accident kind of thing.
You blow your horn? Are you a horn blower?
Not at all.
You never blow your horn.
You see, having rode motorcycles for so many years, over a quarter million, over a quarter million miles.
No, Richie got it.
Here he is being your grammar coach again.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
This is how he is on a date and why it's taking him so long to find the right woman. She finally is grammatically correct.
All right. After riding my motorcycles over a quarter million miles, mm-hmm. I have become one of those drivers that I look both front and back, side to side. Yeah. I have my progression, right?
You're a good driver.
Yeah, I'm a defensive driver, and even though I'm kind of crazy driver, but I'm a defensive driver, so I kind of know or try to know what's going on around me at all times.
My father told me when I was learning how to drive, well, I got taught how to drive tractors and stuff on the farm first, and then when I actually got out in a car, he said, if you aren't aware of everything that's going on around you, both sides, the front, the back, then whatever happens is your fault, because everybody else may or may not be thinking about what's going on the road. You must be aware. So that's why texting, these devices, all of the things that are distractions. I found myself yesterday, because I did a lot of driving yesterday, I found myself really not paying attention too much of the time because there were so many people that were calling me, and I was so on the phone. I had to sit inside of the road for almost an hour and 45 minutes yesterday just to answer phone calls and put stuff together, and then when I decided I'd talked enough, I started driving. Phone kept ringing. And in California, you're not supposed to be talking on the phone when you're driving. And
don't you
and
have hands
a good
free?
Reason for that, because it's very distracting.
Don't you have hands-free?
I do not.
Really?
No.
You should get him a hands-free device.
Well, I have
He does these flip phones where he flips it open and uses the speakerphone part of it. Mm-hmm. That's his hands-free device.
Oh. Yeah. You know, Akos actually got one. It's a Motorola. It's a new one they came out with. And even when his convertible top is down, and he was doing this the other day, called me, the top was down, and you couldn't hear the wind.
Really?
I mean, this thing was unbelievable. It sounded like...
Is it part of the car, or is it part of the phone?
You bought it for $49. It's from Motorola, and it fits on his sun visor. And unbelievable. Really? I've never heard it.
What Doug would need, because Doug is never in the same car at any given time.
Yes, yeah, so
he's in this truck or that car or this person's car or whatever. So send that to Doug, because he could definitely use that. That's great.
Right. Send it to me. That's very
the link where he can buy it.
No, you can be nice and generous and send it to me. Why?
Why not? Yeah, he wants inventive swag.
Right, exactly.
If you guys get it for free, then absolutely send us all one.
Actually,
I don't need them. I mean, all of my cars are connected cars. So I get in the car and my phone is... in my radio, so I don't need that stuff.
When I'm out in California, I usually have a rented car. I don't have a car out here. I keep thinking I'll bring a car out and leave it here, and then I don't. So I rent a car, and it seems pretty easy to take your iPhone or your smartphone.
Yep, and I get into a rental car anytime and connect my phone to it, and then boom.
Yeah.
It takes 60 seconds, if
there
that.
You go. And you're done. Yeah, all right.
It'd take you all day, but
Meredith's pretty good at it. She
is very good.
And hit
she could do it.
The thing. Another thought here. I'm looking at a book called 365 Days of Insights, and when I see things like this, I always try to apply them to things that I'm doing on the air or things that are in my life. And I found this My Cool Inventions opportunity in the Ring Big America. U.S. opportunity to be something that has helped me as well as helped a lot of other people, because it does give me a chance to listen and to hear and to try to help in helping other people be better. We be better. Do you know what I mean? I think we're all better for helping others, number one, but for listening to them sometimes. And I admit to not being always as sweet as I might be with some people, like the guy yesterday. I just didn't see any purpose in what he was doing. And I guess I said that probably pretty directly. I hope that helps him, because I don't think he's going to get anywhere with what he's trying to do anyway. Maybe I'm the only one who thought that. You guys had some ideas about him, how he might succeed. But he really is going to have to work at it. Really, really hard. And even then, the return is going to be very limited. At least,
yeah.
And I think that's why you come to us, so that we can tell you, certainly Akos Jankura, who's a world-class product expert, and John Cremins, who has over decades sold more stuff on these home shopping networks than anybody else who's doing it. I mean, these guys know what works and what doesn't work. And I have a pretty good gut for things in a practical sense. So that's what you're going to get when you come to us. Expect to be treated fairly, politely, but we won't try to sugarcoat something if it's no good. At least I won't, because it won't help you.
Right. Well, we haven't either. I mean, there are times where we'll say what we feel. I mean,
yeah.
I think the audience does that, too. I was telling a group last night. I was in front of the Tampa Bay Inventors Council.
Yeah.
And this is a group of people. It's one of the bigger Inventors Councils, meetings I've ever gone to. I mean,
you mean in bigger meetings there or bigger meetings around the country? Do they have these things around the country?
Yeah, they're all different types of invention clubs, right, and people that are of like minds getting together. But this group is so organized. They had, I don't know, maybe 100 people there last night.
Uh-huh.
I had a chance to talk to them and tell them about my cool inventions. They talked about you and ACOS and what we do and about the show and what we're looking for in inventors. And it was a question and answer thing, a couple hours.
Yeah, really.
It was kind of fun, and I like being around that. I think you do, and I think ACOS is that way.
Yeah, I find that's a very, very stimulating. That's what we're here to do. As they say in some talk radio circumstances, more stimulating talk radio. It's 18 after the hour on My Cool Inventions.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential! Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards for shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/New Year for details.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now 23 after the hour, My Cool Inventions Radio. Akos Jankura is in London today selling his wares on QVC there. And he doesn't do home shopping in London, right? He does QVC.
Yes, right, QVC UK.
Yeah. See, I've got the shtick down. John Creams is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, focused on inventors, inventions, expertise, new ideas, entrepreneurialism. How do we get everybody moving their product? The ultimate goal is to get your product sold and maybe positioned on some of the better home shopping shows and the QVC shows. I always wonder about the intelligence of people who are on television, news people. We see them doing and saying dumb stuff all the time. Some people on the radio are not very stimulating, nor are they very bright anymore because they stop paying good money for good people, and so they get a lot of dreck, as they say. Perhaps this is an example. Richie has some audio, John, from an exchange between two home shopping network sales.
It was apparently from QVC, and they had a designer named Isaac Mizrahi on, who apparently is on quite a bit, and was pitching a shirt. And the QVC host was talking about how the pattern reminded her.
What's
that? I don't have her name. Maybe John will recognize her. Reminded her of what Earth looks like from the planet Moon. And it gets silly from there.
It almost kind of looks like what the Earth looks like when you're a bazillion miles away from the planet Moon.
Yes, I just pointed
moon.
At it.
From
you're
the
right.
Moon looking back
from
at
the planet the Moon. From the planet
Isn't the Moon a star?
No, the Moon is a planet, darling.
The Sun is a star. Is the Moon really a planet?
The Moon is a planet,
Don't
honey.
Look at me like that. The Sun is a star.
Planet.
Is the Sun not a star?
I don't know what the Sun
is. The Sun is a star. The Moon is not a planet. I knew it!
Excuse
you were trying
me?
To take me
no.
down that road.
But wait,
the moon is not a planet.
Me, Chunky, if you're listening to
this
me, you have to Google the moon.
Someone,
okay?
I can guarantee you someone's Googling right now.
The moon
I
is
knew
such
it was
a
not
planet.
A planet.
I can't even
The moon
stand
is
it.
Not a planet.
What else is it if it's not a planet?
It's not. I believe it's a star or something.
It's
it is
a
not
moon.
A,
oh it's a
didn't
moon.
Didn't you do that thing in grade school where you had the to name moon. The planets and there was Uranus and there was Saturn and the one with the rings and that and then the Earth and the moon is never in there, dude. It's not a planet.
I don't know. I don't know what it is besides.
I exposed during the show.
Come on, it's a planet.
That this blonde of mine. The
satellite.
Moon is what?
A natural
the moon
satellite.
Is a natural
but
satellite.
Things live on
What's
it. That means it's a planet.
but things live on it.
God. Oh, my God. People are so stupid.
Now, to QVC's defense, the guy who thought it was a planet was the guest.
Yeah, he's a famous designer. He actually designed stuff for Target.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's this woman? Do you know who she is? Did you recognize her voice?
I didn't have to look at the face because, I mean, they've got so many new hosts over there.
Yeah. Are they all that stupid?
That's like the stupidest conversation ever.
Oh, my God. It's a star. It's a planet. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a planet. It's Superman.
If it's not on fire, it's not a star.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's stupid, man.
That's a good one.
So what is the moon?
The moon is a satellite, a natural satellite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it probably came from the Gulf of Mexico.
What he said.
It was
a piece of the Earth at one point in time.
Yeah.
It got broken off from the Earth, and then over the billions of years, as Carl Sagan would have us believe, billions and billions of years, it got shaped into the form that it's in because of its movement. That's why we have planets that are round and not square. Because if you look, you've never seen a square planet, right? It's always round. The planets are shaped this way because of the forces that come into play as the planet moves on it. And the planets, we all are moving in three different directions or in three different ways. We go around on our axis. We take a flight around the sun, 365 days for us, and we also are traveling we are in a solar system that's in a galaxy called the Milky Way that moves every day about 500 million miles a year or something. It may, because I don't know how they could actually measure it. But it is moving. Everything in the universe is constant. Yeah, you get dizzy.
It's amazing. Yeah. And to think about that they can figure this out to the milliseconds, where we're 1 second off.
Right. Yeah.
And this week they are fixing that 1 second so that all of our clocks are in sync with how much we move around.
Yeah. Or even in this time zone, right now, we're now late for a break.
We are.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future missus. Hashtag getting itched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother and his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Let's really go. Michael Inventions Radio, Doug Steffen, John Cremins, or John Cremins and Doug Steffen. Is it age before beauty? I think that's how some of this stuff works out, one way or the other. All right, why is John so quiet?
I'm listening to you.
What is... Really? It's like I was a radio host and you were a listener. Whoa! What yeah. A concept!
It's like, holy cow, this guy's on my radio. He's
holy cow! All right, who was that for a free trip to Disney World? Who was
Harry
the broadcaster? Carey. Nope. Good guess, though.
Harry Carey said, holy cow.
Nope. Holy cow is Phil Rizzuto. Holy cow.
Oh.
What did, no, Harry Carey said something else similar to that or something along that line.
That was holy cow.
But yeah. Holy, Harry Carey said holy cow?
Yes.
No, he didn't. Phil Rizzuto said that. Look at that.
They both said it.
Really? You think so?
I think we're just going to have to...
let me look it up here.
All right. In the meantime, John and I have Jeffrey Peters here with us, who has a courtesy light that he wants to describe for us. He'll have 60 seconds to give us his pitch. John will give us enough time so we get to learn a little about Jeffrey and how this all came to be. And then you'll be able to vote by texting thumbs up or thumbs down for Mr. Peters at 22333. Or you can dial 888-877-0490 to register your vote. Or vote at mycoolinventions.com. So we have Mr. Peters and Mr. Cremins together. Wow.
All right. Jeffrey Peters. Yeah, there we go. Jeffrey Peters, welcome to My Cool Inventions Radio.
Thank you. How you doing there?
Awesome. Glad you have you up with us, with me and then Doug this morning. We've been talking a little bit about, early in the show, we talked a little bit about your invention and about bad drivers. So yes, I've got a feeling.
And
I've got a feeling the courtesy light could curb that. Tell me what exactly your invention is.
Well, it's a 1x4 static clean plastic strip that goes in your back window that lights up thank you and or I'm sorry by a push of a button that's wireless that velcros around your steering wheel. And it just allows you to give courtesy to people. So, we can try to curb,
Wait a minute. After you cut somebody off, then you hit this light. Is that it?
Yes, sir. It's designed
for
the steering wheel, so that way you don't have to take your hands off the steering wheel, making it safe also.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what I thought when I first saw it. I mean, you know what? This is I got the drawing of the invention online on Michael Inventions. If you click on the vote page, you can actually go there and take a look at it. Jeffrey, how did you? Were you a victim of road rage and stuff? And you said, you know what? I got to do something here that that may take off the edge on these kinds of instances. Or what was it? What was the inspiration behind this?
No, I was driving an SUV that has a tinted window in the back, and someone let me over in traffic, and there was no way for me to tell them thank you by waving my hand. They couldn't see through the tinted window. And I was just sitting there thinking like, well, if I had a little light to light up in the back window, that would bring so much joy to their heart to see that come up.
There's something to be said.
This is so awesome.
But you know what? The concept here is so foreign to so many people. Actually being polite while you drive, you learn. I think I learned this early on, and John, you probably did, and Richie and Jeffrey learned early on that you could really tell a lot by looking at a person's driving as to what they were all about. You see, especially here in L.A., man, the way people drive here, the selfishness, the rudeness, the blowing the horn, get out of my way, don't you know who I am, that kind of stuff. It really does tell you a lot about who these people are. And one of the things that is I've noticed, I drive a pickup truck most of the time. And I, like you, want to say thank you when people, what drives me nuts is when you stop and let somebody cut in front of you to go, they make a left-hand turn from the other lane. So you intentionally stop and give the nod to the people out here. And more often the case, almost anywhere, people just ignore you. You've done something courteous and they don't thank you. I find that to be I always do that. I find it very disturbing when you, and I usually will say something under my breath. But this is turning it around. If somebody lets you into a line, then you say thank you to them. It's kind of warm and cute, actually. At least the concept's that way to me.
And you can put it in all languages all over the world also.
So Jeffrey, have you thought about, you have a prototype on this yet?
No, I don't have a prototype yet. It's just awaiting license and marketing so we can put it together.
All right. It's a very interesting idea. I've got some other questions for you, but I want to hear your pitch. So what we're going to do is we're going to let Jeffrey pitch his invention for 1 minute, and he's going to give us his best pitch possible and see what you think about it. As you're listening today, you can vote several ways. You can go to our website, mycoolinventions.com. You can vote up until noon today. You can vote there by, clicking thumbs up or thumbs down, or on your smartphone. Now, I would suggest that you pull to the side of the road. Don't text and drive. And if we had a sign like this, you could say, I'm texting. I pulled to the side of the road. But you text to the number 22333, and you put in your text, thumbs up or thumbs down. It's really going to be that simple. So, Jeffrey, if you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Let's do this.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Hello, my name is Jeff Peters. Have you ever been in a situation when you cut someone off in traffic by accident and you wanted to apologize but couldn't? Or have there been a moment when someone was nice enough to allow you to get in front of them because you need to make your turn and you wanted to thank them but couldn't because you're paying attention to traffic and you didn't get the opportunity? Well, that's why I invented the courtesy light. The courtesy light is a 16-year-old concept that is looking for license and marketing. It is designed for those type of moments where a little courtesy can smooth out a person's day and make this a better world to live in. The courtesy light is a simple wireless device that goes in your back window and lights up thank you and or I'm sorry. For more information, feel free to call me at 708-600-5327. Last but not least, go on mycoolinventions.com and vote thumbs up for me. This world needs you.
Pretty good.
make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You can only make millions.
All right. You said cut in by accident. I think more people cut in on purpose than they do cut in by accident. But by accident, wait a minute. This guy, there's a 4-foot hole here. I'm squeezing into it. I think there's more of that. And the other thing that might bother me is, unless you, have you got this all wrapped up in terms of having it trademark patented, that sort of thing?
Yes. Yeah. I'm in the process of doing all that.
All right. So can you, I'm just trying to keep somebody from taking the idea and using it with, and instead of putting thank you, putting FU or something in the sign.
Right. I have a provisional on it right now.
You have a provisional on FU?
That's good. Yeah.
Provisional
no.
Pass.
No.
I think that's already taken.
Yeah. I mean.
But you make a lot of money.
Okay.
So Jeffrey, I mean, you put a lot of thought into this, and I think your pitch was a good one. You're right on time. You gave a phone number to contact you. It's something I was telling the inventors last night at the council meeting, the inventors council meeting I went to. I mean, you got to close, and you did. You had a good CTA, and I think people will remember it, especially just the whole concept behind this those slide of yours. So as far as manufacturing, I mean, I see, you know, you sent us some of the like the drawings that you've done. Have you done any professional drawings of it or any of the parts that are going to be needed?
No, not really. I did, but I didn't. I had a Ventec, a company trying to help me to get the concept out there and give me a 3D concept of it. And they was really just taking my money, so I had to slow down so I could go the professional route and the right route.
All right, let's stop right there. Hold on a second. Let's go back. Who is trying to take your money?
Just different companies that I was trying to go through to get my invention out there.
Okay.
Hold
on a second. There's a lesson that John and Akos especially like to send along to people who are doing what you have done. One of the biggest mistakes that anybody can do who's trying to get this stuff done is to send money to these invention places. They're only interested in your money. They're not going to help you. They're going to take your money.
I spent almost $10,000 on this invention so far.
Okay.
Wow. Wait a minute. Hold it. You've spent $10,000 and don't even have a prototype?
Don't even have a prototype.
Now, is that just the money that you just to get your patents and everything?
Yeah, just to get professional stuff written up on it. I have a portfolio over here that I can actually go.
So you hired some company that's an invention company to do this, right? They told you, we want $10,000 to get you to this point.
Yes. That's how I found you all. I said, let me go on this show here and see if this will help me, because I'm just waiting. I mean, you can't go around it. It's technology. You can't get around it.
Yeah, Jeffrey, it just saddens me to hear that you've already spent $10,000 and you have nothing to show for yet except for a provisional
bill.
You know, and one of the things, and Jeffrey, this is something that both Akos and myself, we believe wholeheartedly in, is that, you know, if your idea is really that good, I mean, I think I've got a feeling that I haven't looked at the voting yet, but I'm sure when it starts and they're voting till noon, that you're going to do well with this. My thing is, if it is a good idea, like I think we all kind of agree it is, that you know, somebody should be paying you. Somebody should be licensing from you and giving you a check. I don't want to be the guy that goes and buys part of you and then, you know, takes it over. I don't want to do that. And neither does Akos. We want to be able to write you a check. You know, if this turns out to be successful and when we, you know, we help you bring it through that, I'll give you checks all day long.
I mean,
and that way you're happy, I'm happy, and I don't feel like I've taken you. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I know it's all about, you know, education as far as knowing how to invent and who to look for invention ideas, or better yet, invention information. I wish you'd been able to do that beforehand. Before going that round, and I'm sorry because there are people in this industry that are just not. The people that you believe they are.
Unscrupulous is the word you're looking for.
Yeah, and very much so. And I'm glad you came to us, though. I am so glad that we had a chance to have you on the show, because I really feel that you've got a very unique invention.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I
appreciate you all.
All right, so here's what you do. If you want to support Jeffrey and his idea, you text thumbs up to 22333. You dial 888-877-0490 to vote for Jeffrey Peters and his courtesy light, or you can vote for him at mycoolinventions.com until noontime today. Again, Jeffrey, thanks for being here. Take good care and good luck.
Thank you very much. You all have a happy new year.
Yes, we are working on that. All right, I'm going to have a happy new year because I was right and you were right. Both of us were correct. The term holy cow was used by both broadcasters, Harry Carey and Phil Rizzuto, both broadcasters of baseball games. Excellent. They don't have them like these guys anymore. They were in a class by themselves. Let me get right down to it.
And the funny thing is, Harry Carey apparently started using it to keep himself from accidentally swearing on the air.
Yeah, right.
So instead of saying anything else, he would say... And then, of course, yeah. Phil Rizzuto got known for, you know, going on television and...
Holy cow! Are you as confused as I am about these new tax laws?
So there you have it. Both sides were right. John Kremins, Doug Steffen, My Cool Inventions Radio, 13 before the hour.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and unless number 3030.
I'm Phil McGinn for KillerApps.tv. The 2015 International Consumer Electronics Show unveils all the latest tech. Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with these brands for an inside look.
Samsung introduced the world's first curved SUHD TV. Now, this TV delivers the most accurate color display, giving you 64 times the color expression than conventional TVs. The fifth generation Intel Core processor delivers premium performance, better graphics, increased battery life, while enabling all of these devices that are thinner, lighter, and more powerful than ever. You're going to get up to 2 times the battery life. And also they announced RealSense technology, which enables gesture controls, 3D scanning, immersive chat, and a whole lot more.
What about smart shopping, smart homes?
Eco ATM is the safe and convenient option for people to properly recycle their old devices, their phone, tablets, their MP3 players. You can actually get up to $400 at more than 1,500 kiosks across the country. The Whirlpool Smart Top Load Washer and Dryer. This is really cool. It's the next generation in connected laundry. It has an intuitive touch display that asks you what you want to wash and how you want to wash it. It even has custom cycles, and families can also make automatic preset donations to Habitat for Humanity.
What's the latest in accessories?
OtterBox has come out with their Resurgence Power Case. Now, this packs more than 2 times the battery life of an iPhone 6 into a slim case with maximum drop protection. They also announced the Agility Tablet System. It has a magnetic mounting system that attaches to different wall mounts, power systems, and docking stations.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, visit KillerApps.tv.
For 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals on the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals in our January flooring sale. Want beautiful hardwood? Get pre-finished solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminates? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminates, plus other great flooring deals and 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly board-certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
By now you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
A terror plot is stopped. The suspect's father is left with many unanswered questions. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The suburban Cincinnati man accused of plotting a terrorist attack on the U.S. Capitol is being described as a loner who was looking for direction in his life. Christopher Cornell's father, John, told reporters yesterday his son graduated from high school 2 years ago, recently converting to Islam, and that all of this is a shock to him.
He never showed any signs of any kind of violence or anything. I mean, quiet, shy, good kid. I know they're painting him as some terrible terrorist now.
Federal agents say Christopher Cornell pledged allegiance to ISIS this past summer and started talking to FBI informants, without knowing they were FBI informants, about terrorist attacks in the U.S. John Cornell said his son tried to teach him about Islam.
He explained a lot of things to me. He explained the peaceful side of Islam to me, you know, and how, you know, that you just let people, you just have to let people believe what they believe, and you know, that was it.
Cornell was arrested yesterday at a Cincinnati area gun shop after buying two AR-15 assault rifles that the FBI says would have been used in his pipe bomb assault at the Capitol. Apparently, the plan was to set off the bombs inside the Capitol and then shoot at those who came running out. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
I'm a mid-century architectural wonder, a house made entirely of glass. So you can imagine my fright when giant pieces of hail started falling from the sky. Did I mention I'm made entirely of glass? Everyone was running here, running there, trying to get out of the house, but what am I to do? I am the house.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance. You could save even more when you combine your homeowners with an existing auto insurance policy. Call Geico, go to geico.com, or visit your local office.
On Wall Street, the markets will try to break a losing streak that has stretched to a fourth straight trading session. The Dow yesterday at one point was down about 300 points. It fought back but still wound up with a 186-point drop to 17,427. NASDAQ fell 22 points. S&P slipped 12. President Obama to call on Congress today to approve a bill that would allow workers to earn as much as 7 days of paid sick leave every year. The president will also sign a memorandum giving federal workers access to 6 weeks of paid family and medical leaves. A multi-state lottery update for you. No one matched all the numbers in last night's Powerball drawing, so this Saturday's jackpot for Powerball up to $194 million. Before that, we have tomorrow night's Mega Millions jackpot at $270 million after 20 drawings without a winner. Closing notes. First, the NFL coaching carousel. Among the many head coaches fired or hired since the regular season ended, Rex Ryan, who was both fired and hired. Fired by the Jets after two wonderful seasons, followed by four miserable ones. The Jets were 4-12 this season. It didn't take long, though, for the always outspoken Rex to get a new gig. Rex Ryan, introduced yesterday as the new coach of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I'm not going to let our fans down. I know it's been, you know, 15 years since the Bills made a playoffs. Well, get ready, man. We're going.
They're going.
We are going.
I'll tell you this. As a long-time, long-suffering, die-hard fan of the Jets, I can pass this along to fans of the Bills. Rex is a whole lot more entertaining Monday through Saturday than he is on Sunday. I'm sure you can figure that out. Just do the math. And finally, could we have a clip of that Miley Cyrus song playing? Miley's ear-splitting song, a perfect lead-in to what Tommy Caldwell and Kevin Jorgeson just did. Yesterday afternoon, these two guys became the first free climbers to reach the summit of Yosemite's El Capitan. Using only their hands and feet, the two reached the top of the 3,000-foot-high rock formation, the first to do it without any climbing tools. They did have ropes, but only to grab onto if they fell, not to help them climb up. Tommy and Kevin began their ascent back on December 27th, and in incredible achievement. The closest most of us can come to doing what they did is to use an echo chamber sound effect and pretend we've reached the summit. Here we go.
Wow.
Wow.
What a view.
What a view.
But how do I get down from here?
I'm David Weiss.
I'm David Weiss.
That's the news. That matters.
That matters. That matters.
Musicians, right now during Guitar Center's January clearance event, it's your chance to get the instrument of your dreams at a price you never dreamed of, up to 70% off. Now through Sunday, save big with incredibly discounted prices throughout the store, like Sabian V8 cymbals at least 30% off, or Martin Lifespan acoustic guitar strings, buy one, get one free. Plus, visit GuitarCenter.com for even more deals. But remember, every store has its own selection, and you have to hurry to get what you're looking for. Don't miss Guitar Center's January clearance event, now through Sunday.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.